Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program, Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. We were looking at marriage and the importance of marriage in Islam, and he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he talks about how they are protection for us, we are protection for them, beauty for us, beauty for them. Allah gives us tranquility, Allah gives us love, compassion. Once a person gets married, he elevates his status, he elevates his reward, and these things we've mentioned in previous episodes. Today we want to look at that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only he says get married and he encouraged people to marriage, but he also laid the foundation for how a marriage is supposed to be and how spouses should treat one another, which is one of the things, one of the elements that we seem to be missing in marriages today. If we observe the Islamic rules and regulations and the moral advices of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, when it comes to marriage, then every relationship would prosper. But the minute we disregard the Islamic laws and regulations in regards to marriage, that's when things fall apart. Once we become individuals and we become egoistic individuals, when we are just caring and focusing about ourselves in a marriage, that's when marriages fall and break down. We become narcissistic in our approach towards one another. That's when marriages fall apart. And obviously, I don't want to continue with this because this will take us somewhere else. Rather, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, they gave us a formula that we need to follow. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter An-Nisa, in verse 19, he says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. First and foremost, when you live with them, when you live with your partners, and this is an instruction mainly to men than women, that you need to deal with them with ma'ruf, that which is good. So ma'ruf is a very big word that encompasses everything. So anything good is included in this word, which means at no point should a husband mistreat his wife under no circumstances. If this is the foundation and brick that we build our houses on, then believe me, the marriage will end up being a beautiful one. That the husband constantly keep in mind that he needs to be nice and kind and gentle to his wife all the time, regardless of what she does. Because sometimes we say, well, she did this, therefore I'm going to do that. So this is a foundation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places, that you need to constantly treat them well. And obviously, this repeats itself in the Quran. One. Two, وَآتُهُنَّ أُجُرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. One of the rights of the woman is that you need to give her rights in terms of money, in terms of, you know, needs, in terms of whether it is physical need, whether it is financial need, whether it is, you know, whatever she needs within the Islamic limits and boundaries, obviously. A man needs to be kind to them and give them that right. Allah again says in chapter Al-Baqarah 228, he says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And women also, in the same way that the man has to be nice and kind to them and everything, they have to do the exact same to their husband as well. So what they need and they get, they need to give back as well. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است، چه فلان دماغ و سواب داره، فلان روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. So we were saying that it is a shared, a partnership relationship. It's not an ownership. This is something that I always say. Marriage is a partnership. You own 50%, I own 50%. I put my 50 with you 50, and we run a successful business. If you want to take over my 50 or I want to take over your 50, then it's no longer a relationship. It is what? An ownership. When it becomes an ownership, then you're going to have an enemy always constantly trying to fight you and take back their right. And sometimes take back more than their right because they feel they've been oppressed, so they need to fight the oppressor and the tyrant. A relationship, if it is not a partnership, then it is an ownership. If it's an ownership, it will never last. And if it does last, whatever period, it lasts under so much pressure, fights, and pain and suffering that not only the partners will feel themselves, but it will manifests itself in the children as well. We will pass it to the next generations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to women, for example, He says that it's the man's job to provide for her. And, you know, when it comes to rizqahunna wa kiswatahunna bil ma'roof in chapter al-Baqarah as well, that it is also, it's part of the man's duty to do that for her. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to say that when there's a problem happens in the family, and this is very important as well, also in chapter al-Baqarah verse 231, that he says when things break up between a male and female, a male has no right to just say to his wife, okay, I'm not going to divorce you, you're going to, as we hear the word a lot these days, you're going to be mu'allaqa, or between two brackets, you're going to rot in the house, and I will not divorce you, and no one else will marry you. And this is one of the issues of society these days. Allah says no. He says, فَمْسُكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ. You either want them to stay in their houses and you have to be extra nice and kind to them. Or سَرُّحُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ. Or you let them go nicely and kindly. Either way, the Quran teaches me and Islam teaches me that when I have issues with my wife, I either make her stay in the house and I have to be nice to her, or let her go in a nice, kind, gentle manner. Not in divorces that ends up in courts. Not in divorces that ends up bringing two tribes to war. Not in divorces that destroys everything and burns everything in this path. This is what we're seeing today. No, I'm a human being, you're a human being. We sit on the table, we have differences, we sort them out in the most nicest manner possible, Islamic manner possible. If we can agree, khair. If we can't agree, then we separate in a peaceful, gentle manner, maintaining our Islam, maintaining our humanity, maintaining everything. This is what Islam wants from us. We seem to, every time there's a problem between a husband and a wife, it just becomes a fourth world war. And it just ends up, you know, really messy. And I've seen situations and cases where things just went way out of balance and out of control. It does not need that much. The Quran made it very simple. Ma'ruf, be kind, and everything will be solved. No need to go to war with each other. So let's go back to the Islamic teachings, and let's regain back our marriages. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.